The Shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on the stories by Sax Roma. In Basra, Nayland Smith learns of Sir Lionel Barton's explorations on the Persian-Afghan border and connects the Orientalist activities with the rumored rebirth of the prophet El-Mokana. He learns that Barton has taken temporary quarters in Isfahan and immediately takes a plane for that city. In Isfahan, Barton, who has discovered the sacred relics of Mokana and is trying to get them out of the country, is being questioned by a representative of the United States government and a British intelligence officer with regard to the death of Van Berg, Barton's late American associate. Van Berg has been murdered. During the inquiry, Barton is called away. A few moments later, Rima Barton, Shan Greville, and the British and American representatives are startled by a cry for help from Barton. The cry is followed by two shots.
Good heavens, Uncle Lionel!
Hi, Jovich, come quicker than I thought. Come on, hurry!
First Van Berg, now Sir Lionel. Those confounded relics.
Uncle Lionel, where are you? Oh, thank heaven he's alive.
Come on, hurry.
Are you all right, Sir Lionel?
Yes. It's Ali. They got him as he came out of the door.
I say, look here. Round his throat.
The silken cord of the strangler.
He's breathing. Here, pick him up. That's it. Take him back to the house. Careful.
Last time they tried to get me as I stepped out.
In here, Shan. Put him on the couch.
Right. Easy there.
Close call for him. Who were they, did you see?
Nothing. Too dark. There was a fellow waiting in the door. As I opened it, he held out a paper. I reached for it. He grabbed my wrist and jerked. Someone jumped on my back. Tried to slip something over my head.
More than one, eh?
Three. Or more. I couldn't be sure.
Was that your shot? Apparently you didn't connect.
No. Blast it. The one on my back. I think I broke his arm. Another had Ali down. Others ran when I shouted. I'm sure I hit one, though. He stumbled at my shot. I let him go to help Ali.
Oh, what were they, Sir Lionel? Arabs?
No, I'm certainly one Arab.
Arabs don't use the strangler's cord, Mr. Greville.
He's coming round, Uncle Lionel.
My throat. By the red beard of my hat.
Take it easy, old chap. Give me that water, Rima. Here, drink this.
Ah, thanks, Effendi. Allah, I must be getting old. They got away?
Yes, blasted every last one of them.
It appears, Sir Lionel, that my suggestion was not entirely out of order.
What suggestion was that?
That you and your party leave Isfahan for a more healthy climate.
Captain Woodville, I've never run away from trouble. I'm too old to do so now. I'm not one to make threats, nor do I frighten easily at the threats of others.
But beyond the threat stage, this one.
I have business in Isfahan. I can't possibly leave until it's finished. Several days, anyway.
Meanwhile, your niece, Miss Barton here, is in imminent danger of her life, to say nothing of Mr. Greville.
Nevertheless, it's impossible for me to leave at the moment.
Suit yourself, sir. Had this attempt been successful, Mr. Greville or Miss Barton would have been next in line. Think it over, Sir Lionel. Come along, Strad. I believe we've done all we can here.
Someone to see Greville, Effendi.
Show him in, please.
Well, Greville, interesting book you're reading.
Eh? Smith, where did you drop from?
The sky. Literally. I just landed by plane a few moments ago.
What's the idea?
On special duty. A bit of snooping here and there. Home by way of Basra. But there, I picked up some news.
News? What sort of news?
News that completely changed my plans. Oh, I say, just have a look out of your window, will you? I'd like to know if anyone's across the street. Examine that old mosque across there, particularly.
Of course. No. Nobody inside.
I hope you're right. I doubt it, though. Where's Sir Lionel?
I expected him back by now. Raymond's with him. You must know what's happened here.
I know Dr. Van Berg has been murdered, but that's not why I'm here.
Well, then what did bring you to this godforsaken spot?
There's a dangerous movement on the Afghan border. It's creeping south daily. That's why I'm here. Heaven knows we had trouble enough before. But now that the tribes are arising in response to the mad rumor that El Makan has come out of his tomb to lead them, I don't exactly know where my duty lies.
Then I'm dashed if
I see. I strongly suspect it lies here, in Isfahan. Some madness of Sir Lionel Barton's lies at the bottom of this superstitious rumor. And now it's swept all over the East.
I don't know what it's all about. I don't think Sir Lionel knows exactly. But I do believe that poor Van Berg was killed by some fanatic inspired by this rumor. He died in his room. The manner of his death is still a mystery.
Well, give me the details, will you, Greville? Woodville's report omits almost every essential point.
Well, Van Berg slept in this room here. Which, since our arrival here, we've used as an office. We kept our records and so forth here.
Yes.
The most valuable, a strong iron box in which Sir Lionel has deposited the more valuable record.
What was in it at the time of Van Berg's death?
To the best of my knowledge, 15 plates of thin gold on which were engraved the new creed, a Mokana's version of the Koran, his jewel sword, and a golden mask.
Do you know why Sir Lionel remains in Isfahan?
He says it's on account of certain business which must be finished before he can leave. What that business is, neither Rima nor I have any idea.
I see. Go on.
Well, Rima awakened me, and when I learned of the disturbance in Van's room, followed by that weird sound, well, I feared the worst.
Did Rima particularly describe that sound?
No, but I think I can.
Oh, well?
It was a low, intermittent whirring, a kind of a roar.
I see.
Well, to reach the stair to Van's room, I had to pass Rima's room.
The moon was up?
Yes, it was very bright.
Was Rima's door open?
Wide open.
Oh, she had a light in her room?
Yes, she'd opened her shutters and was listening for further sounds from Van's room.
Was that when she heard the sound?
No. She heard it as she opened her door to call me.
Does the window in her room face the door?
Why, yes. Does that...
Wait. When you got to Van Berg's room, you found him sprawled over the chest with a knife in his back. Did you examine the window ledge and the shutters?
Well, no.
Was Van Berg armed?
Not when I found him. His revolver lay on the table beside his bed. His flash lamp was also there.
Was he a heavy drinker?
Oh, no, on the contrary.
Odd, Greville. He is a man already apprehensive of attack. A man who awakens to the certain knowledge that there's someone in his room. And what does he do? He leaps out of bed, unarmed, in semi-darkness, although a flashlight and gun lie under his hand, and throws himself across an iron box. Just reconstruct the scene for yourself, Greville. Was Van Berg's behavior normal?
Well, now that you mention those points, no. Oh, by Jove, I forgot.
Oh, something else?
Yes, the perfume.
Perfume?
There was a strange odor in the room, like mimosa.
Mimosa?
Or something very much like it.
Where was the smell most noticeable, remember?
Yes, near the bed.
Oh, one small point cleared up. But mimosa? Where's the iron box now?
Why,
It's in my room. And I'm waiting for the fiend that killed Van to come and get it. Smith, by all that's holy, Gatman, it's good to see you.
Mr. Smith.
Rima? So, Sir Lionel, you're glad to see me,
Glad? That's not the expression. Not half strong enough. I'm in a bit of trouble, old man.
Oh, you admit it, do you? Have I ever found you when you are not in trouble? Apart from myself, old boy, you've caused the powers that be more sleepless nights than anyone else. But you've outdone yourself this time. Why the devil did you have to blow up that tomb?
Well, it seemed like a good idea at the time. I realize now it was a mistake. Sean, you and Rima run on someplace. Go on, get out. Smith and I want to talk.
You're a bear, Uncle Lionel. Make the lecture you're going to give him a good one, Mr. Smith. He deserves it. Come on, Chef. It's beautiful down here in the garden, Chef.
Mm-hmm.
If it weren't for that ghostly old moth towering above us. Thank heaven for Mr. Smith.
Jove, yes. I was never so happy to see a man in my life.
I don't know what it is about him, but I've never experienced such a sense of relief as when I came into that room and found him there. Look, up there at the study window, walking up and down like a caged tiger, laying the law down to Uncle Lionel.
And Smith's the only man Sir Lionel will take a lecture from. It's great to have him here when we need him most. The energy and force in that man seems inexhaustible. All the same, dear, I won't feel easy until we're clear of Isfahan.
Nor I. If only Uncle Lionel weren't so infernally mysterious. What on earth are we staying here for?
I don't know. By the way, where did you go with him this afternoon?
To Solomon Ishak. You know, funny old jeweler.
Isfahan's mystery of mysteries, old Solomon. But he does get hold of some rare antiques. Say, maybe Sir Lionel's negotiating a deal.
I don't think so. I took along about 40 photographs. Uncle left me wandering around that stuffy old shop for more than an hour while he and Solomon were locked in an inner room.
And, what became of the photographs?
Oh, Uncle brought them out at the end of the interview. They're back here now.
Oh, I see. Oh, that may explain the mystery. Photographs of the Mokana relics, weren't they?
Yes.
The workmanship on the sword hilt even had Sir Lionel stumped. It's likely he wanted Solomon's opinion, but didn't care to risk taking the sword itself.
Well, it shouldn't take an hour to... Shan.
Yes?
Look through the shrubbery. The window of the mosque, halfway up.
A man. What's he looking at? Staring across the... A bow and arrow, aiming at the study window. Great Scott, they mean to get Smith.
Mr. Smith, the window!
Shadow of Fu Manchu.